that in hip hop, classic week, Heavy D and the Boys, big time. This joint came out back in 1989. Heavy D is from Mandeville, Jamaica. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was Jamaican.
I think I forgot that he was from Jamaica. Mm,
that's what's up. Not going to get too heavy into the bio. No pun intended. No pun intended. But, man, I'm not going to front. Heavy D was one of my childhood idols, one of my first hip-hop idols. When this album came out, I was only 5 years old. So, again, you know, like, this takes me back. This is one of those records, Ken. You know the story because I've told you, but maybe not everybody in the Dead and Hip Hop audience knows. But the very first album, or I'll put it to the very first song that got me into hip hop was Salt and Pepper, Hot Hot, or what? Dun, 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 shake it real good, shake it, baby.
Push it, Salt and
push
Pepper.
Push it, push it. Yep. That was the first song that got me into hip hop. This is one of the first albums I listened to in its entirety as a kid. Not when I was five. It was definitely after the fact. I couldn't tell you what age I was. But Heavy D was huge in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Mm. At the time when I was, you know, back then. And, you know, he was killing the radio and everything like that. And the one that I remembered, and the reason why I recommended that we do this one, was Girls, They Love Me. Girls, the girls, they love me. Because I'm the one and only in a Heavy D. That shit is nostalgic, boy. Mm. That shit is nostalgic. And you know what, Ken? Like, going, because, bro, I have not listened to this since I've been a kid. You know what I'm saying? So in terms of when I first listened to something and then listened to it as an adult, this is definitely the longest time past. And I can honestly say it doesn't sound dusty. It sounds old as shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Production, rhyme style, stuff like that. It sounds old.
Especially more bounce.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. However, I feel that some of the styles and techniques used on this album, if there was a producer or engineer that incorporated some now, people would go crazy. People would go crazy with it. So I can honestly say I feel like it was a little bit ahead of its time just because it still sounds relatively good, but it sounds old. It sounds old. But, man, like, this just brought back all type of childhood memories for me, Ken. Like, riding around in the car, my mom's was always jamming this joint. It reminded me, like, because this was before CDs, bro. This was a tape deck. You wanted to listen to this. You had this shit on tape. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool. It was cool listening back. But I really don't have like much to say because I didn't necessarily hear this with enjoyment. I just did it.
This was actually a really, 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 really interesting listen for me, man. Because I actually forgot how much I guess I played this. And
this was huge back then.
It dropped in 89. I was 13. And I'm trying to figure out how I even had it to play it as much. Because when I played, I was like, oh, I know all of these songs. Like, it feels like I was playing this all the time, but I have no recollection of it. Like, I know the radio hits. That's easy. We got our own thing. That was big. Mm-hmm. And apparently, according to the bio, Teddy Riley was a teenager at the time when he helped turn that into this big club jam. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Teddy Riley old as hell.
Yeah, You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet. Mm-hmm. I remember that joint. Somebody for me. That shit.
That was everywhere.
Woo! That was the one. That when I'm talking about that shit was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was like his jam, boy. And even to this day, man, that motherfucker singing that shit, killing that shit, man. Move for Love was another one, man. Like, it feels like that was on the radio as well. But Girls, They Love Me, like, that was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my joint on here, bro.
Easy Does It.
Nah. Big time. Mm. Big time. I love that was probably one of my favorite songs on here. I love that shit, man. Them horns and shit like that.
You know what Big Time reminds me of, Ken? It takes me back to Fresh Prince.
Mm.
This was the Running Man dance. This was high top phase. This was overalls. Mm-hmm. You said these were high top sneakers. Remember the Reeboks with the little basketball, the pump shits? That's this era.
Yep. Yeah, so it's like A Better Land was another one that, you know, I remember. Like these are songs that when I hear the beat and I'm like, man, they stood out. I was like, dang, how much did I play this album? And also, who bought it for me? Where did I get it from? I probably had to get it from a cousin or somebody. I don't know. But yeah, man, Heavy D was that dude, man. He was one of those guys that he was like mainstream, but respected.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, because he can actually rap.
Yes. Yeah. And to be mainstream back then, everybody came from the street. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like there was, I'm pretty sure there were some Pretenders or something like that, but it, not like how it is now. Like Heavy D, I think you said it the best, Ken. He was respected, but his shit was all over the radio. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the balance that I be trying to talk about, you know, in today's day and age with music, that we have commercial, then we have underground. Mm-hmm. And there's no mixture or combination of the two, where to me, this is the combination of the two. Mm-hmm. Does it sound like bouncy and friendly? Yeah. But he's also talking about chicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's talking about sex and, you know, the type of things that we still talk about today, but it was on a mainstream level. And the guy, I can't say that, but it's just different. Like, it was just different back then.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, coming from, you know, Overnight Lovers in the House, you know, he was huge, man. Like he was definitely a superstar in hip hop.
100%.
But he was one of those guys, like he could fucking rap.
Ken, you know how I knew Heavy D was huge?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you something. My pops, you know what I'm saying, straight from Cuba, just like Scarface. You watched the movie, you saw how Scarface got to America, that's how my pops got to America. Didn't, at that time when this came out, very broken English, understood it better than he could speak it. And we have thousands of cassette tapes, all Spanish music. I grew up on Salsa Merengue and all that type of stuff. But there was a select few of American music, right? Like my father loved Whitney Houston. He loved Bobby Brown. Loved Keith Sweat. But Heavy D was the only rapper in the rotation. My dad hated hip-hop music.
Wow.
Loved R&B, loved singing. He felt that was music. He didn't like, rap, what the fuck is rap? But Heavy D, he played him some Heavy D, bro. So that's how I knew back then.
And this man, if you actually go through it, he had a hit on every single song. 100%. A radio hit on every single record he put out. Every 100%. Single album he put out.
100%.
Yeah, it's incredible, man. But yeah, this was fun going back listening to this, because I never would have thought to put this on. Like,
now, you know, when you presented, hey, let's do Classic Week, I was like, you know, you sent a couple. I'm like, oh, we should do this one.
And I was surprised you sent this one. Yep.
Because I knew it was going to be nostalgic for me. Because I was like, bro, it's been some. It's been, shit, what am I? It's been like damn near 30-something years since I heard this. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this was fun to revisit. But let me ask this, Ken, before we start closing out this review. Is this something that you would go back to and play around the house?
When I played it a few times, man, and it sounded good. Just listen to it around the house. I think I would add it. I think I would add it as one of those albums that I need to pull out and just play every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like even now, I think I'm gonna go back and listen to some of his other ones because I haven't listened to him in so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to just do that. Like we're talking about decades, bro, decades plus, honestly. So every once in a while, I think this would be one I would just pull out and be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me play this. Because
it got joints on it.
Yep.
It got joints on it. It got joints.
Yep.
That's what's up. All right. So this joint was released January 1st, 1989. 12 songs, 55 minutes, which just shows you the time difference. 12 songs today is about 30-some minutes. But it is what it is. Ken, it's long enough. What were some of your favorite joints on here?
Man, Big Time. let's see, somebody for me. We got our own thing. You ain't heard nothing yet. Give me a better land, man. And damn, is it Let It Flow or Here We Go Again, y'all? Let It Flow.
Bet. So for me, give me We Got Our Own Thing. You ain't heard of nothing yet. Somebody for me. Give me Easy Does It. Do It Easy. That was my shit. Girls, They Love Me. Give me Flexin'. And that's crazy that Flexin' has been around that long. Motherfuckers still use that. Maybe not as, you know, frequent, but Flexin' is still popular in urban vernacular.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
That's now you talking about an old school beat. When I heard that shit, I was like, oh man, that is a signature 80s beat. It is. That drum pattern.
Yep.
Oh man.
Yep. Oh man. So look, I believe all we have is the classic single. And we conclude Classic Week. And moving forward, can we do in Atlanta or are we doing Dolph next?
Dolph.
Bet. So make sure you stay tuned after Sunday. Starting on Monday, RIP Young Dolph. You know what I'm saying? The Young King of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Me and Ken both fuck with him. And we said it was only right that we close out the year and represent Young Dolph. So that's what we plan to do. So stay tuned. And we got you. We catch you Sunday with the closeout of Classic Week. We out. Peace.
Peace.